Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review, week of Monday, March 17th, 2025, through Friday, March 21st, 2025. Monday, March 17th, 2025. Serial fraudster sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for stealing nearly $3 million and five Indianapolis homes. James Henley has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release after pleading guilty to aggravated identity theft, conspiracy to commit access device fraud, 2 counts of money laundering, and 8 counts of wire fraud. Henley has also been ordered to pay $1,887,426.63 in restitution. According to court documents, over the course of 3 years, Henley orchestrated multiple large and complex fraud schemes, resulting in a total loss of $2,927,758.95 to individual homeowners, an Indiana attorney, a bank, and 10 state governments. As part of his fraud schemes, Henley registered 5 fake businesses, OnTrack Real Estate Solutions, LDI Investments Corporation, Lucario Investments, 317 Traffic, and Henley Real Estate Solutions, with the states of Indiana and Kentucky claiming to serve as the chief executive officer for most of them. None of the businesses were legitimate. Instead, Henley used the businesses to mask his identity, make his schemes appear more credible, and launder the stolen money. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, March 18, 2025. Former interpreter sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for illegally transferring nearly $17 million from baseball star's bank account. Ayepi Muzahara, a former Japanese language interpreter, was sentenced to 57 months in federal prison for illegally and without authorization transferring nearly $17 million from the bank account of Major League Baseball MLB star Shohei Ohtani to pay off his own substantial gambling debts incurred with an illegal bookmaking operation and for signing a false tax return. Muzahari was sentenced by United States District Judge John W. Holcomb, who also ordered him to pay $16,975,010 in restitution and $1,149,400 in restitution to the IRS. Muzahara was a translator and de facto manager of a professional baseball player, identified in court documents as Victim A, but who in fact was MLB star Shohei Ohtani. Although Muzahara was an employee of the Los Angeles Angels MLB team for whom Ohtani played from 2018 to 2013, and later the Los Angeles Dodgers, for whom Ohtani has played since 2024. Ohtani paid him separately for the additional work of driving him to meetings and interpreting for non-baseball-related activities. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, March 19, 2025. U.S. Postal employees and co-conspirator receive prison time for stolen check scheme. Nakedra Shannon and Desiree Carter were sentenced to prison for a scheme involving stolen checks worth $24 million. A third co-conspirator was previously sentenced for his role in the scheme. Shannon and Carter were sentenced to 60 months and 54 months in prison, respectively, followed by 2 years of supervised release. On July 18, 2024, Donnell Gardner was sentenced to 54 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release. According to court documents from March 2021 to July 2023, Shannon was employed by the U.S. Postal Service, USPS, as a mail processing clerk at a distribution center in Charlotte. As Shannon previously admitted in court from April to July 2023, she conspired with Garner and Carter to steal incoming and outgoing checks from the U.S. mail, which Garner and Carter then sold to other individuals, including using the Telegram channel O.G. Glasshouse. The co-conspirators stole checks totaling more than $24 million, which includes over $12 million in stolen checks, that were posted for sale on the Telegram channel O.G. Glasshouse, and more than $8 million in stolen U.S. Treasury checks. The defendants obtained hundreds of thousands of dollars in criminal proceeds from the mail theft scheme. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, March 20th, 2025. New Jersey CPA sentenced in syndicated conservation easement scheme. Ralph Anderson, a New Jersey accountant, was sentenced to 24 months in prison for his role in the promotion and sale of abusive syndicated conservation easement tax shelters. According to court documents and statements made in court, Ralph Anderson was a CPA and return preparer working for accounting firms in New Jersey and New York. From approximately 2013 to 2019, Anderson promoted and sold tax deductions to his high-income clients in the form of units in illegal syndicated conservation easement tax shelters created by convicted co-conspirators Jack Fisher and James Sinnott. Anderson knew that, contrary to law, the transactions related to these illegal tax shelters lacked economic substance and that his high-income clients purchased units at his recommendation only to obtain a tax deduction on their tax returns. The charitable donations purchased by clients were derived from the donation of land with a conservation easement or the land itself to a charity, and the deductions were based on fraudulently inflated appraisals for the donated land. Anderson and the promoters promised the clients a so-called ratio, or 0.5 to 1, in charitable deductions for every dollar paid into the tax shelter. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, March 21st, 2025. Active duty and former U.S. Army soldiers arrested for theft of government property and bribery scheme. Jian Zoa and Lai Tian, both active duty U.S. Army soldiers stationed at Joint Base Lewis McChord, along with Ruoyu Duan, a former U.S. Army soldier, were arrested following indictments by federal grand juries in the District of Oregon and the Western District of Washington. Tian and Duan were charged in the District of Oregon for conspiring to commit bribery and theft of government property. Zoa was charged in the Western District of Washington for conspiring to obtain and transmit national defense information to an individual not authorized to receive it, and also for bribery and theft of government property. The indictment of the District of Oregon alleges that beginning on or about November 28, 2021, and continuing to at least on or about December 19, 2024, Duan and Tian, along with others, known and unknown to the grand jury, conspired with each other to surreptitiously gather sensitive military information related to the U.S. Army's operational capabilities, including technical manuals and other sensitive information, and that Tian transmitted this information to Duan in return for money in violation of his official duties as an active duty U.S. Army officer. Specifically, Tian was tasked with gathering information related to U.S. military weapon systems, including information related to the Bradley and Stryker U.S. Army fighting vehicles, and transmitting them to Duan. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.